Now I'd like to get us up and dowsing and have some experiences, because we've had the experience of getting yes and no answers, but let's have some experiences of what we do with it. I have a volunteer here that has given me their cell phone. Since I want this to be experiential, I'd like you to come up with your cell phone, if you would, and your rods. We're setting our intention that we want to check the noxious energy that radiates from this phone when it's on. So we're setting our intention that under the conditions of it being used, how far out does the noxious energy come? We're using a cell phone in this case, but we'll move on to show you the applications, all kinds of electronics in your home. This will help you to clear the energy of your environment quite a bit, just doing this one exercise. And we're proving it with dowsing here. You'll be able to prove it at home so you can check your results of how strong your thoughts are. I have never yet had anyone not be able to effectively clear and block these noxious energies. So it's a very satisfying thing to start out with something where, wow, I did this with my mind and I'm checking it with my dowsing instrument and it's saying, yes, I can do this. So what I want you to do is put the phone a few feet away from you here and walk back and come upon it. And when you get to the energy field of the noxious energy radiating from the phone, set your intention, ask that my rods will cross in an X to show me the outer limits of that energy that's noxious. See what happens when you move towards it. Great. Okay. I would say you're about maybe 24 inches, 2 feet away from it. So if you had that phone up to your head and it's on, that would mean that it would go through your ear, through the other side of your head and out, and it would still be out a few inches from the other side of your head. So even someone standing right close to you could be in the noxious energy of your phone. Never fear, we won't leave you with a problem without the solution. I'm going to teach you how to do this with your mind, and then you're going to check your results for yourself to see if it was effective. This will give your confidence in the things that I'm thinking and the way I want to create. I can really do this. It works. We're visualizing a cobalt blue blanket of energy. You can visualize as blanketing it or gift wrapping it, whatever works for you. Just with your mind, look at your phone and wrap it around there. Package it all the way up. Okay? Good. She's got that part. Now, what we're setting our intention to do with this blue blanket, we're going to hold in all the noxious energy with inside the unit. It's not going to come out into the air. Okay, the next thing is, well, what's going to happen to the unit with all the noxious energy held inside of it? So we're setting our intention. There'll be absolutely no harm to the unit by the work that we're doing. Then we're going to set our intention that if I pick up another phone, or I get another phone, or I use someone else's phone, I want this feature to be transferred to that phone. So you're setting it up just the way you like it. You're creating it the way you want it to be. Okay, so we've got it blanketed. It's holding in the energy. It's not going to cause any harm to the unit itself. And we want the transfer feature so that it transfers to any other unit that you would use, because that's what you want for your experience. And then we're going to make it permanent or crystallize it. We're going to say, I choose for that to be permanently in place for as long as it is divine will to be so. Here again, when you're putting protections or other things, we don't want any limiting thoughts or programming. If we need to have an experience of feeling some of these energies, we want to make sure that we don't miss out on our spiritual growth. So even if you think there's no possibility, still always it's a good idea to put it on there for as long as it is divine will to be so. We like it to be permanent. Now, I'd like you to get up and with your rods again, check and see where you come into contact with the noxious energy. Usually it will be like right at, you have to get all the way up right at the unit before it will cross. She was coming at it from above it. So she dropped her hands down and the rods crossed when she was like right on top of the unit itself. That means that her thought forms are very effective. And so are yours. Like I said, everyone can do this. We're creating and shaping our reality moment by moment, aimlessly. Let's do it consciously. Create what we want in our lives.